This week we're learning Mishnah Berurah Siman Mem Vav and Siman Mem Zayin. So we're going to do all about Dinei Birchas HaShachar, that's Siman Mem Vav, and Birchas HaTorah, Siman Mem Zayin. Very Nogei Lamaisa. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph that when a person wakes up in the morning, he should say Elokai Neshamah Shenasat B'Tahorihi. And of course, Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Gimel that it's the punctuation here is very important. It's not Elokai Neshama, my God the Neshama, because your Neshama is not God. It's Elokai. Ribbono Shalom, neshama shenasata bi, the neshama that you've given to me. You don't want to make it sound like the neshama is the Ribbono Shalom. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, when you hear the Tarnagol, you say Anosin Asach Vivino. When you put on your clothing, Malbish Arumim. When Yaniach Yadav Al Einov. When you put your hands over your eyes, you say Pokeach Ivrim. When you sit, you say Matir Asurim. When you stand, you say Zokev Kfuvim. Meaning each of the Birchas HaShachar corresponds to what you're doing at that given moment. But then in Siv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes that Achshav Bnei Sheni Yadayim Nekiyov Zegam Bnei Ami Aratz Sheni Miyodim Osam Nogul Esadim Vesa Knesses. And nowadays, for two reasons, we don't say these brachos as they're happening. We just say them all in shul. Number one, because our hands are not yet nekios at the time that all these things are happening, so it's inappropriate to say brachos. And also because there are a lot of people that don't know how to say these brachos, so we just say them all in shul. The chazan says them. We all answer amen, and that way we're yotzei all of these brachos all at one time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nidalef discusses that, he points out that he discusses elsewhere, we've discussed in Siman Vav, if you're allowed to wait on the Netilas Yadayim until you get to Shul as well. That's where in Siman Vav he says that you should really say the Netilas Yadayim right away when you wake up in the morning, or in the Shul right before davening. You should, if you're going to do it right before davening the Shul, you should create a new Chiyuv in order to make the Al Netilas Yadayim. In the Bir Halach over there, he says that if you think that before Tefillah you're going to have to go to the bathroom, so better to put the Al Netilas Yadayim next to the Tefillah rather than to do it right away in the morning. Why is it that we say all of these brachos? The Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nidalef says because it's based on the general principle Asur Lo LaAdam LeHanos Melam HaBzeh B'li Bracha. It is forbidden for someone to get any hana from this world without a bracha. So each little hana that we get as we wake up in the morning, we recite a bracha on, and that's based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos. It asks the stira that on the one hand we say Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem VaAretz Nasan LeBnei Adam, that the whole earth is for people to enjoy, and yet on the other hand we say LaHashem VaAretz Umlava, that the land and everything that fills it belongs to God. So the Gemara says Kan Kodem Bracha Kan Le'Achar Bracha, that before bracha it all belongs to God. Once we say a bracha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is willing to share it with us. That is though only according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that these brachos are really brachos on Hana'ah. However, the Ramah holds that these brachos, the Ramah we're going to see in Sivches, holds that they're Shevach V'odah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of these things that are necessary for the world to exist. Now, the bracha of Nosin L'Sechvi Vina is an interesting bracha. What exactly is a Sechvi? So Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nidalef writes that the heart is called a Sechvi in the Lashon of the Psukim, and he quotes a few Psukim. The heart understands things, the heart is discerning, and since a Tarnagol brings us to this understanding, when the rooster crows, it brings us to this understanding that it's very close to daytime, and in Lashon HaRavi a tarnagol is called the sechvi, so it has like this double meaning. The sechvi is the tarnagol that brings about that knowledge, and the sechvi is also our own brains that really is the source of the knowledge. So that's why we use that terminology. That's why Chazal and Masakin that terminology in the bracha. Now, Sif Gimel Shulchan Aruch writes that a person has to say 100 brachos each and every day. Mishnah Berurah goes through the cheshbon how it is that we get to our 100 brachos every day. But he points out that the reason that they were misakin 100 brachos every day, the Torah quotes from Rav Netanyahu, is because in the times of David HaMelech there was a 100 people dying each and every day. So David HaMelech, corresponding to those 100 people that were dying in a plague each and every day, determined that we should say 100 brachos every day. And it turns out, if you do the cheshbon, the Mishnah Berurah says we actually end up doing a lot more than 100 brachos every day, except we run into trouble on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we lose out from the Shmona Esrei, since there are only 7 brachos in Shmona Esrei instead of 19 brachos. So we have to figure out how to be mashlim on Shabbos. Now, if you bench, Mishnah Berurah figures out that you end up with 87 brachos on Shabbos, but if you say Birchas HaMazon at Shalosh Shudis, when it's already Laila, that's how it's going to be. The question is, does that Birchas HaMazon count? So Rav Vosner in Tshuva Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Eisim L'Chav Gimel, says, yeah, it still counts to the Cheshbon of Shabbos, because you're still holding it as Shabbos. You haven't made Abdullah yet. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Siach HaLacha, Chelek Beis, Tshuva Aleph, says that if a person actually makes the bracha after Tzeis HaKochavim, then it can't count toward Shabbos itself. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag that we try to eat as many peros and minei megadim to add more brachos, a Shabbos party or something like that, to add more brachos to get to the 100 brachos. And b'shas adchak, maybe we could rely on hearing the birchos HaTorah during the 7 Aliyos and the brachos of the Maftir, so that also adds to the number of brachos if we pay careful attention and answer Amen. But the Magen Avraham writes that the Mei Brachos is a very important inyan, but we just have to keep a sense of balance in halacha, and we shouldn't sacrifice any other halacha for the sake of the Mei Brachos, and therefore we shouldn't enter into a situation where we're saying a bracha sheina tzricha for the sake of the Mei Brachos. On Yom Kippur, we also miss out on a lot of brachos because there's no brachos on foods, so we're missing an additional 3 brachos. Magen Avraham says we should make it up by making brachos on besamim, and that's been a Jewish practice for many years, that people make an extra bracha on besamim on Yom Kippur. And Siv Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says we should say a bracha shelo asani goy. He says the lashon shelo asani avichavim, shelo asani eved, shelo asani Isha. The Mishnah Berurah writes that you shouldn't say Sha'asani Yisrael, and some Sidurim apparently had such a Nusach, because then once you say Sha'asani Yisrael, you're not able to say Sha'asani Yavet, Sha'asani Isha anymore, because that's included in Sha'asani Yisrael. Once you were Maskir Shema Malchus and the Inyan of the Bracha, then you fulfill the Bracha. We don't say that's called Mishanami Matbea Shetavacham B'Brachus, where you're not Yotzei anything. No, you said Shema Malchus, you said the Inyan of the Bracha, so it counts as if you already said Shalasani Yav, Shalasani Isha, then you're not going to be able to recite those brachos as they should be recited. The Rama writes that if a person is a ger, he can still say Shalasani Goy, but he shouldn't, I'm sorry, he could still say Shalasani Yav, Shalasani Isha, but the Rama writes, Aval lo yomar shlo asani akum sharei hoya akum midchila. He shouldn't say shlo asani guy, because in fact he was a guy when he was created, when he was made, so he shouldn't say that bracha. So instead he should say sha asani ger. That's the bracha you should make. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. How can you say asani ger? Isn't ger something he did by himself? So we know the Chumash describes Avram Avinu's kiruv efforts as hanefesh asher asa Asher Asu B'charan. The Nefesh Asher Asu. What do you mean they made? They were Makariv people. They didn't create people. So you see, Asu sometimes relates to a person going through a major life change. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that others are cholik and think that since the gerus was only by the person's own doing, it therefore would not be considered an asiya. What about a mamzer? Can a mamzer be thankful for all of these things? So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, a mamzer should make all these brachos because he's a full-fledged Jew. A mamzer is every bit the Jew that everybody else is. It's just that he's an unfortunate Jew. He's not allowed to get married to almost anybody. But he could still and should still recite all of these brachos. Shulchan Aruch says, if you say Zokei Kifufim before Matir Asurim, then you should no longer say Zokev, then you should no longer say Matar Asurim, and that there was, Shulchan Aruch says, some are knowing to say Hanosein LaYoev Koach, but he says, I don't think you should. Rama writes that the minhag pashut b'vnei Ashkenazim la'amra, that by Ashkenazim the minhag is that we do say it. Mishnah Berurah says this is what the Achronim say as well, with Shemu Malchus, that Ashkenazim say Hanosein LaYoev Koach. Even though l'chora, it's a little bit strange, because that's not a bracha that appears in the Gemara. That's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't like it, but it's a minhag of Ashkenazim to say it. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter told me once that he doesn't say that bracha, he listens to the Chazan saying it, because because why should he risk a bracha levatala whenever you have a situation where it's a machlokas or it's not so clear whether you're supposed to say a bracha? He just listens to the chazan saying the bracha, answers amen. I think he says the same thing when it comes to halal on Rosh Chodesh. So some people have the practice, they listen to the chazan say, they say amen, then they say their own bracha on the halal on Rosh Chodesh as well. That's a little bit odd, because once you're listening and you're answering amen, you could be Yosef Shemei Kona, why would you say your own bracha? So others say, no, I'll say it along together with the chazan, so that I'm not listening to his and saying amen, I'm saying it at the same time that he's saying it. But if I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter says that when it comes to halal on Rosh Chodesh, he just listens to the chazan, and doesn't say it at all. Since it's a discussion, it's a machlokas in the first place, whether one is supposed to recite a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh, only a minhag. So that's what he does, if I'm not mistaken. So in Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says that some are knowing to say brachos, other brachos, and that's a terrible mistake. We don't add on any brachos beyond what we know to be the appropriate brachos. Siv Ches Shulchan Aruch says all these brachos, if you're not chayiv in one of them, meaning if one of these events that triggers these brachos didn't happen, you didn't hear the rooster crow, you didn't walk, you didn't get dressed, you didn't put on your belt, you still say it just without Shemu Malchus. But the Ramah says, nah, you say it even with Shemu Malchus. And this is what we were referring to before. The Mechaber is of the opinion that these brachos are Birchas Hanen. So if you didn't get the Hana'ah, then you can't say these brachos with Shemu Malchus. You didn't experience that Hana'ah. But the Ramah is of the opinion that these brachos are not a Birchas Hanen, and these brachos are a Birchas Shevach Vahodah. And therefore it's irrelevant whether you personally are experiencing it at this time or not. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Chav Dalid to look in the Elia Rabbah, where it says that Elkayna Shama and Amavishena, you don't say those brachos if you're up all night. Prim Gadim and the Shari Tshuva, they are not sure. They leave it as a Tzorach Yun. Shari Tshuva says, so what you should do is hear those brachos. If you stay up all night, you should hear those brachos from someone else. And that's the minute, that's what we do for people who stay up all night on Shavuos. But if you slept at least Shishim Nishman, you slept at least 60 breaths, then everyone would say that you recite those brachos. How much is Shishim Nishman? So Bir Alachan Simin Dalid, we did a while ago, has three opinions that are very, very, they vary greatly in terms of how much it is. It could be anywhere between 3 hours and 3 minutes. So we're talking about a wide range. I'm not sure what the minute is, what we assume Shishim Nishman is. I never asked Rav Shechter or any of my rabbeim. In Siv Katan Chaf Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes that Afilu Bamidbar Sheino Shomei Kol Tarnagol Mevarech, that even if you're in the Midbar and you don't hear the Kol Tarnagol, we should still say the bracha, as according to the Ramah, Suma Mevarech Birchas Pokeach Ivrim, and a blind person can still say the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim even though he doesn't see. A Cheresh could say Adosin Asach Vivina even though he doesn't hear the rooster crow. These are all brachos that are Shevach Voda, that were given Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave these sorts of hana'os in the world. That's what the bracha is really all about. Good. Now the Shulchan Aruch and Siftes says that you shouldn't say the psukim before Birchas HaTorah, even though you're only reciting the psukim derech tachnunim, even though you're saying it as part of a tefillah. But others say you don't have to be worried about this because it's only being said derech tachnunim. You're not saying it b'toras Talmud Torah. But the Shulchan Aruch says, V'nachon l'chosh l'svar rishona. The proper thing is to be choshesh, not to recite any psukim until we said Birchas HaTorah. But then the Ramah says, but the minag is like the last svar, like the second shita, because during the slichos days, we say slichos before we say Birchas HaTorah, and slichos, we have so many psukim that we read during slichos. Why is that okay? Well, that's okay, simply because we hold that if you're saying it derech tachnunim and you're not saying it derech Talmud Torah, that's perfectly fine. The Ramah also adds that at Shachris, after Shema Yisrael, we should say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Ve'ed. Even during the Shema that's in the Karbonos, we should add Baruch Shem, because sometimes we're not going to end up reading Kriya Shema Bizman, and we need to be Yotzei with that Kriya Shema that we say during Karbonos. So therefore, the best thing to do is to try to see to it that we can be Yotzei. So we should say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Ve'ed. Mishmurus of Kan Lamed Gimel, Kosum Dagum Ravav, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Dogma of Rav's and Nadav Yehuda and Rikiv Eger, that on a weekday you should not have kavana to be yotzei during the Shema in Karbanos, that we say the beginning of davening, unless you're already wearing your tefillin. Because anyone who says Kriya Shema without tefillin is as if he's being meyer edus sheker al atzmo. However, the Bir Lachan, Simen Nun Ches, is going to say that someone who's careful to always read Kriya Shema at Nates should be careful to read it bizmana close to the Nates, even if he doesn't have tefillin. However, the Mishabura adds, Upashut, if it's obvious that if he can't put on tefillin now for some reason, he should not refrain from Kriya Shema just because he doesn't have tefillin, because in reality, tefillin and Kriya Shema are unrelated mitzvos. It's just that they fit nicely together. It's appropriate to be wearing tefillin during Kriya Shema. But just because a person doesn't have tefillin, that's not a reason to ignore the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That would be a terrible avla. So just because he's missing one mitzvah, like Chazal have an expression, Misha achal shum, yachzer v'yochal shum v'yerecho nodev, yachzer v'yochal shum v'yerecho nodev. Just because a person ate some garlic and his breath stinks, should he eat more garlic and make his breath stink? Even more, a person missed one mitzvah by not having the opportunity to put on tefillin. Would we say that he should miss another mitzvah and not do Kriya Shema chas v'shalom? We wouldn't say such a thing. The Mishabur and Sif Katan Lamed Aleph explains, when is it that you would need to be Yotzei Kriya Shema at the early Shema, the one that we say as part of Karbanos? He says sometimes when you daven Rachman Alatzan, you daven in a shul that's not makbid to make Zman Kriya Shema with the Kriya Shema in Birchoseh. So you want to say Baruch Shem Kavan Malach Sol Yom Ved, because without Baruch Shem Kavan Malach Sol Yom Ved, the Kriya Shema is just like Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemaim, but it's like a Sipur Dvarim. It's like just acknowledging God's existence, but it doesn't make it look like you're actually trying to be Yotzei Kriya Shema. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you know that you're going to make the Zman Kriya Shema with the Tzibur, much, much better to be Yotzei the Kriya Shema together with the Brachos, with the Shalosh Parashios. So a lot of shuls don't realize this, the importance of making Kriya Shema with the Tzibur. You know, sometimes they'll say, oh, it's okay, we announce at the beginning of davening that we're not going to make Zman Kriya Shema, so everyone should say Kriya Shema. Forgetting about the fact that a lot of people aren't even there yet when they announce it, and that a lot of people are not saying the Kriya Shema at that time. Even if they are, that's a significant b'di'evet. Really, a person is supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema im birchoseha, with the birchos Kriya Shema all together at the proper time. If you happen to be in such a place, first of all, it's a shaila in poskim. Is it better to daven be yichidus, daven earlier, so at least you could say Kriya Shema im birchoseha? But let's say you chose not to do that. You're davening b'tzibur, so then at least have in mind to be yotzei the Kriya Shema earlier on. And the Shmur says, but probably you should say more than just the Baruch Shem. You should probably say the whole Parsha Rishona, and really the best is you should say all three Parshios at that time to be yotzei l'chol ha'deos. Okay, now we start Simen Mem Zayin. And Simen Mem Zayin, which is Birchas HaTorah, Shulchan Aruch says Birchas HaTorah is something you have to be very careful about. Shagas Aryeh is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah over here, that Birchas HaTorah is a din da'oraisa. And therefore, if a person has a suffix, whether he said Birchas HaTorah, say it again. But since it's a suffix, lo yivarich el birchas asher bracha banu, shi ha-mu'ul asher brachos. Don't say all the brachos again, just say the bracha asher bachar banu. If the Aruch HaShulchan says that if it's a day that there's going to be laning, so try to get an aliyah, and that if you're mesubak where he said birchas Torah, try to get an aliyah, and that way it will solve the suffix, because you're going to have to say the bracha anyway when you get the aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah points out the famous Gemara Nedarim, Alma Avda Haaretz, how terrible it is to miss Birchas HaTorah, that someone who doesn't say Birchas HaTorah is ansho gadol mi'od, has a very, very significant punishment. The lashon that Shulchan Aruch uses, that you have to be lizarba ma'od, that we shouldn't learn before saying the bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah adds that we should say the bracha b'simcha gedola, with a great level of simcha, because Chazal say, and he quotes that Gemara, Alma Avda Aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Bachin Levavos, who really knows what's going on, understands that without Birchas HaTorah, we're not paying proper respect to the Torah. Excuse me. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Bei says you should say Birchas HaTorah, whether you're going to learn Mikra or Mishnah or Gemara or Medrash, doesn't make a difference which topic in Torah you're going to learn, and even though the Ramah is the one that adds in Medrash, the Mishnah Berurah points out obviously the Mechaber would agree to that also. He just thinks Medrash is included in Mikra. Now, what about when you're learning Kabbalah or something like that? So the Aruch HaShulchan is not sure whether you have to make a Birchas HaTorah, because it could be that it's only in those books that are Mefarish the Dinei HaTorah, whereas books of Drush or books of Kabbalah, which aren't books of Halacha, maybe you wouldn't say Birchas Torah, or maybe the Aruch HaShulchan says maybe you should, because it is part of Torah, and it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. I think the minhag is we assume that yes, that you would say a Birchas HaTorah. I don't really study Kabbalah, but I do study Drush sometimes, and I think we generally do assume that we should say Birchas HaTorah. If you're learning Diktuk, you know, something like that, so that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and Salmas Chaim says you should make a Birchas Torah in that also, because that's also part of Talmud Torah, provided that you're learning Diktuk with a little bit of a Torah twist, you know, with a Torah emphasis on the Diktuk, and not just a purely secular emphasis. And Lashon HaKodesh, learning Lashon HaKodesh is certainly a mitzvah, and it's critical to understanding Torah, to being able to learn Torah properly. Rashi didn't skip the Diktuk Rashis. Rashi read all the Diktuk Rashis. He even wrote them. So that's actual Talmud Torah. In Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, someone who writes Divrei Torah, even if he's not saying anything, he's just writing it down, he should also say a Birchas HaTorah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because writing is even more of an action than thinking, and you're doing a Maisa. So that's enough. Also, he says, normally when you're writing, you're going to say it also. You say out the things that you're writing. So two reasons why writing Divrei Torah you say a bracha. First, it's a maisa, and second, you're probably saying it along as you're writing it as well. But a sofer who is just copying something over, he does not have to make a bracha, because that's not limud. However, anyone who writes Divrei Torah, it's appropriate, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Dalit, to try to say out some of the words out loud in order to save himself from any potential of a bracha levatala. If, however, Bir Alacha points out in Dibra Maskal Alfa Pi, if, however, someone is writing just for Harvachas Mamon, he says he's doing because it's his job, then even if he's saying the words out loud, he does not have to say Birchas HaTorah, because that's not real limud. So if a guy is a sofer, so the halacha is, he has to say the words out loud as he's writing, because that's part of the halachos of writing safrus, but it could be that that does not require Birchas HaTorah. The Taz says that even the Mechaber, it's Ksiva Kedibur, if he's only doing it to make money, then it's not called limud. However, the Bir Alacha says, V'yesh Lidchos. Desham kevin shekavanosu rakadei larviach ein nechshav aksiv ledibur. V'shem kim dibur mamish efshar delonafka michlal divrei Torah v'chal gavni v'tzarachiyim. The Bir Alacha is not sure. He says, maybe when you're just writing and you're not saying and you're only writing for harvachas mamon, then we're going to say that you don't have to say Birchas Torah. But if you're writing and saying, even if you're only doing it for harvachas mamon, but at the end of the day you're saying words of Torah, so that probably could be that it does require a Birchas Torah. So that the Bir Alacha is not sure. So probably better to be machmir and just make sure you say the Birchas Torah. In Sif Dalud, the Shulchan Aruch says, someone who's maharer b'divrei Torah does not have to say a bracha, and also if a person is just paskening halacha without explaining the psak, just this is the halacha, does not have to recite a Birchas HaTorah. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, you know, a lot of times you'll go to a shir and you're not going to say any Torah, you're just looking at a sefer, you're listening. So a person should try to say some of the words of Torah right after the Birchas HaTorah, so that there will be a definite requirement of Birchas HaTorah. If you're just paskening, the reason you don't have to say Birchas Torah, Mishnah Berurah explains of Katan Zayin, is because the logic behind the psak is the real Torah, and that logic is being kept to yourself. You're just being mahar belibo. The Gra, however, disagrees with this whole halacha in Shulchan Aruch. He says, well, I don't understand. Why when you're mahar her, should you not say a bracha? Why is it any different than reading Torah, where you, of course, you say a bracha when you're reading Torah, even if you don't say the words out with your mouth? But certainly, one is allowed to do mitzvos before Torah. Mishnah Berurah raises that havamina. Meaning, you might think, maybe I shouldn't do any mitzvah, because when I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm thinking that I'm doing, this is a mitzvah, and that's a halacha, that this is a mitzvah. So isn't that Torah? If that's halacha when I'm doing a mitzvah, does not make it necessarily Torah. So that's Mishnah Berurah says, nah, that's a mitzvah. That's not Torah. That's not learning Torah. You're just doing a mitzvah. You take whatever. You do a chesed or something. That's not a violation of learning before Birchas HaTorah. And Sifei Shulchan Aruch says Birchas HaTorah is Asher Yisrael Mitzvot Zedon Al Divrei Torah and Varevna and Asher Bachar Banim. And Mishnah Berurah adds that in Varevna some add Vitzatzei Tzatzeinu, and because anyone who is a Talmud Chacham and has a son of Talmud Chacham and a grandson of Talmud Chacham, we say Lo Yemushu Mipicha Mipizaracha Mipizarazaracha. So a person wants to daven that Tafke should have three generations of Talmud Chachamim. That's the expression the Chazal use based on the pasuk Chuta Meshulah Shelo B'Mehera Yinatek. Once you have a three-pronged cord, then it's not going to easily fall apart. And the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat and Yod, very important that a father and a mother should always, always daven for their children, that their children should be Lomdei Torah, Tzadikim, Balei Midos Tovos, constantly, and you should have a lot of kavanah in the bracha of Ava Rabba and Birchas HaTorah. When you say Anachnu v'tzetzeinu, that you should and Uval Tzion, Laman Lo Nigal L'Reik V'Lanid L'Bahala, that you're davening for your children. Critical to raising children is to not just do everything right and read all the parenting books, but to daven for the children, to daven to ask the Ribbono Shalom for help and guidance in raising children properly. The Shulchan Aruch says Veha'arevna is with a vav, Veha'arevna, but the Ramah says our meaning is not that way, it's Ha'arevna. However, the Ramah says still better to say with a vav, Veha'arevna. And Siv Zayin, Birchas Avos Olam will pater Birchas HaTorah if you learnt right afterwards without a hefsik. And then Siv Ches, Shulchan Aruch says, it's a suffix whether it's enough to say Kriyashma right after the brachos without a hefsik. And therefore, it's better to say Birchas HaTorah before Avos Olam and not to rely purely on Avos Olam. In Siftes, the Shulchan Aruch says that Yesh Omrim, that if you're mafsik between Birchas HaTorah and learning Torah, no big deal. But really, ideally, we try to learn right away, right after Birchas HaTorah. That seems to be the ideal. And that's the minhag that we say, the Birchas Kohanim, we say Yivrach Hashem Yishmerecha, etc., right after Birchas HaTorah. And it's because, really, Mekar Adin, it's not necessary, because it's not like other brachas. You know, you make a bracha on a lulav, you got to take the lulav right away, over la'asiyasan. Because over here, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is all day and all night long. So it's never really a hesach hadas. However, Rov Achron Mishbur points out, disagree with the Mechaber, and hold like the Yesh Omrim, that you should try to learn right away. They hold that Birchas HaTorah is like any other Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenin. You make a bracha on an apple, you got to eat the apple right away. You can't make a bracha on an apple and then just wait an hour and then later eat the apple. So really, we really try hard to learn Torah right away. And that's how the Pri Chadosh and the Gra and the Chayei Adam all paskin lehalacha. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chaf writes that it's mutter to say even before it gets light in the morning, not like the Yesh Machmirim that asked to say Pesukim at that time, because of Ein Nesias Kapayim Belayla. No, you could still say the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim, even though Ein Nesias Kapayim Belayla, because you're just learning these Pesukim from Chumash. It's not that you're doing Nesias Kapayim. And we also say not just the bracha, the Pesukim of Nesias of Birchas Kohanim, we also say Eil Dvarim Shein Lehem Shir, which is Mishnah, Eil Dvarim Shachal Per Motzeh Mel Mazeh, in order to be Mekeh, which is Gemara, it's a Meimra. So we try to fulfill Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud all immediately after Birchas HaTorah. Very similar to what Tosos and Kiddush and Dav Lamed writes, that we were masakin in our Siddur to say the Karbanos, to follow it with Ezum Makoman, to follow it with Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, as a way of fulfilling Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud in close succession to each other. So we do that even before the Birchas HaShachar. We have an abridged version of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud all in close succession to each other. In Shulchan Aruch, Siv Yudi says that if a person pauses after and stops learning and goes and does work, since he plans on coming back to his learning, it's not considered a hefsik. And also, if he takes a nap or takes a shower, goes to the bathroom, it's not a hefsik. He can rely on the same Birchas HaTorah because he's not going to be masiach das from learning afterwards. And even if he he's going to the bathroom, he still has to be careful of all the halachos in the bathroom, like how much of his body to expose in the Beis HaKisei. So the constant awareness of Torah, the constant awareness of Halacha, is enough to make it that it's not a hefsik. Aye, but we said in Simen Chafei by Tefillin, If you go to the Beis HaKisei, you have to make a new bracha when you put on your tefillin, when you come back, because you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaKisei with the tefillin. So according to the second reason, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, we understand that by tefillin there's no din that you're mekayim with them in the Beis HaKisei. So it actually is a Hasach Hadas. But Talmud Torah, there are dinim that you're chayiv to mekayim in the Beis HaKisei. That's why you don't have to make a bracha. But according to the first reason, that you plan on going back to it later, that doesn't help for tefillin, apparently. By tefillin, even though you plan on putting on the tefillin again later, still not good enough. So it must be that we're paskening like the second reason over here, that the real reason that going to the bathroom is not a hefsek in Birchas HaTorah is that you're keeping halacha in mind while you're in the bathroom, which is very interesting, because we said that just doing halachas, doing mitzvahs, observing halachas, is not enough to say a Birchas HaTorah on, but apparently it's enough to keep a continuation of a previous Birchas HaTorah. Fascinating idea. So it has some role. If a person takes a real Shenas Keva, then it is a hefsek. The Shulchan Aruch says, but then he says the Yesh Omim that it's not a hefsek, and the minig is like the Yesh Omim. So even if a person takes a long nap, he does not say Birchas HaTorah when he wakes up. A person learns at night. You don't have to worry that halachically it's the next day, so you need a new Birchas HaTorah. No, it's still the same day. It's still part of the previous day, so long as you haven't yet gone to sleep that night. In fact, if he was up all night, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkat and Chavches, so Yesh Omrim that he doesn't have to say a bracha in the morning, and Yesh Omrim that he does have to say a bracha in the morning, because it's a bracha that they were misakin like as part of Birchas HaShachar, v'chol yom v'yom. So Safik brachas lahakel. So what do we do on Shavuos night? We hear Birchas HaTorah from someone else who did sleep that night, and ask him to be motzias in those brachas. If you can't hear from someone else, from Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Mincha Shlomo Chelik Aleph Siman Sadi Aleph Os Aleph says that you could still do mitzvahs. You're still allowed to learn, because we never say that don't do a mitzvah with that just because you can't say a bracha. So you could still learn. But best is to hear from someone else and then say some psukim right away, or at least have kavanah and avara, but that should count as a Birchas HaTorah. However, all of this is unnecessary if the person, in addition to staying up all night, also took a major nap during the day. So if on Erev Shavuos he took a major nap during the day and then he stayed up all night, Rabbi Kivega writes, everyone would agree he's allowed to say Birchas HaTorah the next morning, and that would for sure be good enough. So if you're Gimel, someone who wakes up very early to learn should say Birchas HaTorah, and he doesn't have to say it again when he goes to shul after the sun comes out. Someone who wakes up before Or HaYom says the entire Seder Brachos, except for Anosin L'Sech V'Vina, because it's too early for that, and the Parsha of Karban Tamid, that he should wait till it gets light outside to say those Brachos. And L'Chadchila, better to wash Netilas Yadayim before you make a Birchas HaTorah. But if you didn't have any water to wash Netilas Yadayim, you're allowed to learn and make a bracha without Netilas Yadayim. Very important halacha for someone who travels on a plane. Sometimes you wake up, you have a window seat, it's nighttime, you wake up after sleeping a couple of hours on the plane, and you don't want to wake up the two people sitting next to you, you don't have access to any water to wash your hands. What do? Are you stuck watching the movies? You have to watch the movies? No, you can learn Torah. You can say the Birchas HaTorah, and you can learn Torah. And that's perfectly permissible. You don't have to worry that I didn't wash my hands. That's what the Rama writes over here. Very critical halach, very nogel maisa. And then probably the most famous halach in the entire simon, which we'll close with now, Sif Yadalin Nashim Evarchos Birchas HaTorah, that women recite Birchas HaTorah. Why do women recite Birchas HaTorah? They're not chayiv in Talmud Torah. So an important Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil Nashim, because the Bir Halacha gives a couple of reasons. First, they have to learn the dinim that are nogea to them. Second, he says, they have to say the Karbanos, because they're chayiv in Tefillah, and they're chayiv in the Karbanos, they're part of the Tzibur, that's chayiv in Karbanos. So the Chora, if that's the reason, then they can even be motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah. However, the Gra in Bir Agra says, no, these aren't the reasons why a woman says Birchas HaTorah. The reason a woman says Birchas HaTorah is the same reason a woman says a bracha on every other mitzvah saseh shazman grama. We Ashkenazim hold that women say a bracha on lulav and a bracha on sukkah and a bracha on shofar. So why not? They're volunteering the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so they would say a bracha on Torah as well. The problem, and if that's the case, then they certainly cannot be multi-man, because a man has an actual chiyuv. The problem with that gra is it's explaining the mechaber. The mechaber holds a woman does not say a bracha on mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Also, the well-known Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav holds that no, the reason a woman says a bracha in Birchas HaTorah is because the Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas Shavach, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it is a bracha on Cheftza Shel Torah. So a woman also is able to produce Cheftza Shel Torah, and therefore she would recite a bracha, she would certainly recite a Birchas HaTorah. Okay, so that is Simon Mem Vav and Mem Zayin.